Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Beautiful, and I do mean beautiful day. We've got a, to put it mildly, an exciting series of elections that are coming up. And one of them, pretty close to home, is for mayor in the city of Richmond. Now, I know there are a lot of our listeners who reach out every time we talk about the city, go, Jeff, I don't live in the city, so what do I care? Well, the city of Richmond has been the economic, the social engine that kind of drives the entire Central Virginia region. So even if you are up here in Hanover with me, or you're in Henrico or Chesterfield, the reality is that you need to be aware of, you need to be concerned with how the city of Richmond is functioning. Our friends over at ABC 8 are getting ready to host a mayoral debate, and our friend Juan Conde is going to be the moderator. I'm happy to say that Juan is joining us. Juan, thanks for being here.
Jeff, it's a great pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
It is our pleasure, actually, and I'm looking forward to watching this, and you've got, to put it mildly now, you've got some tough duty with the folks who are running for mayor.
Absolutely not, Jeff. You mentioned that I was moderating. I'm actually a co-moderator. I'll have Virginia's 66th Governor L. Douglas Wilder at my side. So he and I will both moderate the debate, so it won't all be on me, and I expect the governor to provide a good deal of the excitement himself.
Well, now that you mention that, listen, Juan, you might as well, you pull up a pillow and some slippers, because I think Doug Wilder is going to keep everybody in action there.
It's funny you say that, because in our meetings leading up to tomorrow's debate, which is going to be on ABC 8 Live from 5 to 6 and then streaming online from 6 to about 7, we don't have a hard out, okay. He made it very clear that he wanted to be a partner with me in this. It has been very, very gracious in allowing me to prepare topics and questions that we've worked on, and the order of events, and I'm really very excited and honored that he asked me to do this with him. This is his debate hosted at VCU that we're sponsoring and airing, but this was really his show.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, I'm envious then, because every time that Governor Wilder is on this show, I just sit back and think to myself, you're not that old that you can't mount another campaign. Pick an office. I'm there with you.
I think that sometimes after you've been in public service for as long as he has, you recall he began in the early 70s, it's better to be emeritus. And
that's
to, work from outside the system a bit, as they'd say.
So, Juan, let me ask you about the logistics of this with coronavirus and all the rest of this. How exactly are you guys at ABC 8 going to be able to make this work?
Unfortunately, Jeff, we've had a lot of experience in working with pandemic-restricted environments, both here at the office and on our sets and in our studios. And as we do live broadcasts as well, we've done a series of conversations on race there at Coburn Hall at BUU, where this is going to be held. So we know the stage. We know the setup. All of our candidates will be socially distanced. The governor and I will be working at a distance as well. And our fantastic production team here at 8 News has rigged it up so it's going to look good for the folks at home watching and those checking out the stream.
I love it. Juan Condi is joining us for a couple of moments. He and the team at ABC 8 teaming up with former Governor Doug Wilder. They've got a big mayoral debate that's going to air tomorrow. So you've been going through some of the issues, Juan, with Governor Wilder and kicking things around. What are going to be the biggest issues, you think, as you talk to the candidates?
You know, the governor has consistently for years been concerned with issues of crime, cronyism, and corruption in government at all levels. So we'll tackle some of that. And, of course, the elephants in the room are the pandemic, really, and social unrest. So instead of focusing directly on those, we're trying to look ahead a little bit and seeing the directions that our candidates may take as the city moves forward through those two environments. The pandemic doesn't appear to be ending anytime soon. Social unrest, of course, doesn't appear to be either. So how are you going to administrate the city during this time? How are you going to conserve resources? How are you going to protect the rights of both peaceful protesters and those who affirm the Second Amendment, for example? So we have quite a bit to talk about, and unfortunately, never enough time.
Well, remind everybody exactly when this is going to air and where they can watch it.
Okay, great. It's going to be on 8 News, ABC 8 tomorrow, live from 5 to 6 p.m. And at that point, we'll switch over and take it to the stream on our 8 News Facebook page and at WRIC.com, our website. Our 6 o'clock show will proceed as normal on air, but they'll let you know they're switching over so no one is confused. It's going to be a really exciting time. We've got five great candidates, insiders, outsiders, men, women, people of varying political inclinations. It's going to be an exciting discussion, and we really look forward to having everyone join us.
Now, as you mentioned all of the candidates, will the candidates be able to ask other candidates questions?
Have you ever moderated the debate, Jeff?
I worked in pro wrestling, Juan. It's pretty much the same thing.
We are going to try to move things along. We agreed very early on that the idea was not to give everybody a chance to catfight and try to get you and gotcha. We're doing everything we can to keep the debate moving quickly and efficiently. One thing that I can reveal is that we will have, and you haven't seen this in many other formal sort of presentations, a lightning round in which the candidates will only be given 30 seconds to answer questions that we hope help to reveal their character and maybe something about themselves that voters will latch on to and look forward to supporting as we move to the election on November 3rd.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, I would be remiss, Juan. I know you're the big star over there, but I got to tell you, Constance Jones had this amazing piece I was looking at on Twitter this morning, a conversation with the new Henrico police chief, Eric English, and she was talking about encouraging athletes of different races. I got news for you. She's pretty doggone good.
Constance is really good, and she's an experienced journalist. She's been she's worked in Florida and Texas across the country. She's got strong academic training. So I'm not surprised that you enjoyed her work. We do here also.
Yeah. And, of course, my friend Natalie Calabat is simply the best. You all have to just give her high fives as she walks by.
I have to say that the management here has done a fantastic job of staffing. Yeah. I couldn't be more pleased with the folks we have working with us, with their talent, with their skill, and with their dedication to our community. You know, we live here. We work here. What happens here matters to us, and hopefully it shows. Thank you for your compliment.
Well, listen, this is why you guys, only a couple of months ago, you were named the outstanding news operation for the entire state. So, you know, you and the whole team over there, up to Shane and Larry and the rest of it, I think you really do need to be very, very proud of what you've done. And this is the reason, without blowing smoke, that ABC 8 is the local news that we watch here at Casa Cats.
That's really very kind of you. And having sat in that seat that you're in as a fill-in, I want to compliment you on the work that you do in our community. It's not easy to do any kind of show of the sort that you do, but here especially so, and you make it sound easy.
Well, that is very kind. All right, one more shameless plug, my friend. When and where can people watch this debate?
5 p.m., WRIC 8 on your broadcast. You have to find it on your cable channels. We'll be doing the 2020 mayoral debate with Governor Wilder and myself from 5 to 6 p.m. live on our air and then streaming for that second hour at WRIC.com, the VUU homepage, I should mention also, and on our Facebook page.
All right, listen, we love what you're doing. We'll be watching tomorrow. Juan, as always, I really appreciate you taking some time for us.
It's a great pleasure to be with you again. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is Juan Condi from ABC8. If you are concerned with what's going on in the city, and you should be, again, there's this easy cop-out. There really is. And I'm going to tell you flat out, I think it's a cop-out. When people say, well, Jeff, I don't live in the city, so what do I care? Well, because all of this is interconnected. Now, you can tell me that you're never going into the city again, and I understand that. You can tell me you're never going to spend another nickel in the city, and I can understand that as well. But you've got friends, you've got neighbors who work in the city, who are dependent on resources and facilities in the city. And so I'm not willing to write the city off. I'm just not going to do it. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you, man, I'm thrilled with how it is right now, because I'm not. So I will certainly be watching this tomorrow with our friend Juan Condi and Governor Doug Wilder. I just, as you know, love having Governor Wilder on with us, and I just think he's a good guy. And I know every time he's on, I get these emails, Jeff, I can't believe he's a Democrat. Yeah, I think there are a lot of Democrats these days that can't believe Doug Wilder is a Democrat. But it is his sort of straightforward, no-nonsense approach, which, at least for me, has always been his mark of distinction. Not, I repeat, not what somebody else wrote, because he's a lot of things, but he's not a follower. He's a real leader. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.